Welcome to the Connected Table Sips on iHeartRadio. We are your insatiably curious culinary couple, Melanie Young and David Ransom. We bring you the dynamic people who work front and center and behind the scenes in food, wine, spirits, and hospitality. Ours is a delicious life, and we want to share it with you. Be the Change is a virtual job fair for the wine, spirits, and beer industry that supports diversity, inclusion, and equality in hiring. Launched in December 2020, with a second fair taking place April 22, 2021, Be the Change has formed a partnership with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund to provide job opportunities for its graduates. Rania Zayat, co-founder of Be the Change and founder of Lift Collective, is with me now to discuss how this program streamlines the job search process and helps put people to work. Hi there.
Hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I have known you for a while and have been so impressed by your dedication to the industry. You work in the industry, you work for restaurants, you're based in Austin, and you conceived this idea with some other leaders in the industry. Who are you working with to make Be the Change happen?
Yeah, so Be the Change was founded by myself, Cara Bertone, Philana Bouvier, and Leah Jones, who are all really successful in their own right. And the initiative was meant to be a collaboration between two organizations. So Lift Collective, the nonprofit that I founded in 2018, formerly known as Wonder Women of Wine, and then Diversity in Food and Beverage, of which Leah Jones is the executive director.
So did you all get together and say, we need to be the change in the industry? Was it because of the pandemic, or was this brewing in your minds before the pandemic?
You know, so it really actually came out of the pandemic. Leah Jones and Philana Bouvier were slated to be speakers at the Wonder Woman of Wine conference, initially scheduled for late March of 2020. And after, you know, the pandemic started and we had to postpone the conference, Leah and Philana stayed in contact. And then they reached out to me and said, you know, we still want to do something together. Maybe we can transition this conversation that we were going to be having about diversity and inclusion into some sort of, you know, virtual setting. And so we all got on the phone, and I brought in Cara Bertone, who's the vice president of Lift Collective. And we just started discussing some ideas and really kept coming back to the fact that so many, you know, we can talk about diversity and inclusion all day, but so many of our colleagues and, you know, wine professionals and people who work in the alcohol industry basically were out of a job last year. And so we really wanted to combine this idea of facilitating connections with employers, because we knew that there were still plenty of jobs out there, and, you know, bring diverse candidates in a diverse candidate pool to the wine, beer, and spirits industry. And so that's really how the idea for Be the Change got started.
Well, it's a really great concept. I attended the December 2020 Be the Change. So it has, I understand, evolved and expanded to address critical need, which starts with the need for, yes, diversity, equality, and inclusion, but also the hospitality industry is facing a very serious job shortage. How is the event taking place April 22nd different and expanded from what happened in December?
Yeah, so when we started, it was initially just meant to be a wine industry job fair, and that's what we did in December, which was amazing. We had over 20 exhibitors. We had 1,000 candidates register for the job fair. And, you know, over the course of the four-hour event, there were 1,300 chats that took place. So it was, we got a lot of great feedback, both from the exhibitors and the candidates that participated, simply because, you know, doing a virtual job fair really does expedite the job search process, right? So both for the candidate and for the exhibitor, which is really powerful, especially right now when, you know, there is definitely, you know, a need for timeliness and finding work. So what happened was on the platform, basically all of our exhibitors were able to access candidate resumes in advance and during the job fair. And, you know, the candidates were able to see, you know, basically a ton of jobs all in one place, and they could actually interact with representatives from those companies in real time during the course of this 4-hour job fair. So that was really great. This year, we really got excited about expanding it beyond the wine industry and opening it up to beer and spirits as well. And so we have about, I would say, 55 exhibitors this year from the wine, beer, and spirits industries. And we have space for up to 2,400, you know, job seekers to come in and actually participate in the event. And, you know, what we were looking at last year was that a lot of our candidates, you know, were people who were already working in the wine industry. On average, they had about 5 to 10 years experience in wine. And this year, we really wanted to bring in some younger candidates, people who maybe are just entering the job market for the first time. And, you know, I almost feel bad for those people in a way, because this is such a heavy time to try and start, you know, you're graduating from college, you're going out there to look for work. And, you know, the economy definitely seems a little bit gloomy right now. And so we wanted to partner with some universities, and we were actually able to get a partnership with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund across their 47 nationally recognized colleges and universities. So they are actually opening up the job fair and presenting it as an opportunity to their December 2020 and spring 2021 graduates, of course, 21 and over. But we're really just hoping to bring in, you know, younger people who have, you know, a little bit less experience, but who are looking, who maybe have not considered a job in the alcohol industry previously. And what's so great about our industry, and I'm sure that you know this, Melanie, is that there really is space for people to come in with all different skill sets, right? So you can be media focused, you can be sales focused, you can be, you know, hospitality focused. And there is a job for you out there somewhere. So that's the great thing. And as far as hospitality professionals and addressing the layoffs, the significant layoffs and closures of restaurants around the country, you know, while we haven't opened this up necessarily to hospitality companies, we do believe that people that come in with hospitality experience, you know, those skill sets are very, very valuable no matter what you're doing. And so they can be applied to any sort of job within the alcohol industry. And that's what is really great, is we're just trying to show people, hey, if you have this experience in hospitality, you can certainly find a position that will cater to the expertise that you have and hopefully find something, you know, sustainable and long-term with a great company.
I think that's really terrific. And I think it's really important to underscore that this is an equal opportunity job fair at Be The Change. If an exhibitor wants to become involved, is there still time for April 22nd or
We've
down the road?
For our next job fair, which we have not set a date for yet, but we do plan to continue doing these and hopefully open them up to maybe the non-alcoholic beverage industry as well as hospitality. We've closed exhibitor registration for this year just because we're about, we're getting there. Mm-hmm. But candidates can still register up until the morning of the event. So we are still pushing for people to, you know, to learn about Be The Change, to come on board, to at least hop on for a few hours, maybe stay for the full time, meet some great people, network, and build some relationships that will hopefully be fruitful for them.
Well, I can speak firsthand because I attended and I met some really terrific people that I've stayed in touch with. It was a great kind of, it was like speed chatting. It's like
speed dating,
but you know, like speed dating for employment. It was terrific. The website is www.bethechangejobfair.com if anyone wants to hop on and sign up for the spring event, but there will be other ones to come as well. Rania, your organization Lift Collective is a nonprofit that you founded. It was formerly Wonder Women of Wine. What is the mission of that organization?
Yeah, so Lift Collective is a nonprofit organization and a multi-channel platform that is working to innovate the constructs of the wine world through thoughtful discussion, scholarship opportunities, and mentorship. And we're really taking an intersectional approach to the type of conversations that we're having. So most of our programming is consolidated into our annual conference, which we just wrapped up actually last month on March 23rd and 24th. But our really, you know, our goal is to really work with the top diversity and inclusion leaders and other organizations around the country to share our resources, to really get the word out about what, you know, all the different types of change that needs to be made across the industry so that people feel welcomed, they feel included, they feel, you know, respected, they feel like they actually have a place in the industry. And we are really trying to advocate for more diversity in leadership positions as well, because we know that it's not that there aren't diverse people working in the wine industry, it's that they often either come in and maybe they don't feel welcomed, or there's too many barriers to entry, and so they end up leaving, or they, you know, succeed and basically make it up to middle management, but don't ever get up to those actual decision-making positions. And so that's really our focus, is we want to change, you know, what the top of the industry looks like, because we all know, you know, there's been a lot of data shown that companies that have more diversity within leadership and have, they're able to reach a wider demographic. It's actually better for business financially. And so there are a lot of reasons. It really does benefit everybody to have more faces and more experiences and more just more diversity in general in the industry.
I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. And, you know, kudos to you and your colleagues, all, you know, well-versed on this topic, working within the industry. I want to underscore that you are part of the industry and you came up with solutions to help the industry. And one of my favorite phrases is be the change you want to see. And you're doing that with a virtual job fair. And the other is to always find ways to lift people up. Leaders lift people up. They don't bring them down. And that's what you're doing with the Lift Collective. So we, just again, to reiterate, the website is BeTheChangeJobFair.com. And for information on Lift Collective, where can our listeners go?
Yes, so they can go to our website, which is liftcollective.org. And you can actually follow both of our accounts at liftcollective.org and at BeTheChangeJobFair for more information on how to get involved and to join the cause, join the movement, and learn how, you know, each and every person, whether that's a consumer or a professional, does have a role to play in creating change. And we are stronger and we'll get there faster when we do it together.
Well said. Rania, thank you very much. And best of luck with this year's fair. And we know there's going to be more to come.
Thank you so much, Melanie.
You've been listening to the Connected Table Sips with Melanie Young and David Ransom. To listen to more in-depth features with the movers and shakers who shape the wine, food, spirits, and hospitality industry, tune into our companion show, The Connected Table Live. You can tune into the live broadcast on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on W4CY Radio. Easy to find at www.w4cy.com. Or listen to all our shows anytime at iHeart.com and on the iHeart app. Connect with us on Twitter at Connected Table and follow us on Facebook and Instagram under The Connected Table. And remember, always stay insatiably curious.